particularly gas stations right along Georgia's borders. Jim Tudor is with the Georgia Association of Convenience Stores. He says that's because gas is already cheaper in states like Alabama, Tennessee, and South Carolina.
Any change that would significantly increase the tax on motor fuel, however you choose to do it, would be very problematic for retailers that are in Augusta, and especially in Columbus, and even the retailers along Tennessee, because we're also at a disadvantage already along the Tennessee border.
But Tudor says raising the gas tax wouldn't have much of an effect on stations in other parts of the state. He says they'd simply pass along any increase to Georgia drivers. A legislative report released this week says raising the tax by 10 cents per gallon would generate about $600 million a year. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.